Hello and welcome to another special edition of the World Soccer Talk podcast. This is a bonus episode. So I have an interview today with Rafael Torres, who's the director of programming at beIN Sports. And of course, beIN's got the La Liga starting this weekend, in addition to Serie A, as well as the Liga that's already kicked off. Plus, they've added the Turkish Super League. And they've had the Swiss Super League running for a couple of weeks too. So lots of different coverage news. So we wanted to give this to you. It's a short interview. It's about 15 minutes. But it goes into detail about several different topics, including the upcoming CONMEBOL World Cup qualifiers, as well as the Honduras-USA qualifier, which is going to be on beIN Sports in September. Plus some news, some questions about the Eredivisie, the Dutch League, and a chat about some of the club channels, as well as some of the other programming that beIN Sports offers. Way back when, for listeners who have been listening to World Soccer Talk for, gosh, was it 11 years now? Some of you may remember that before each season started, from like 2006 to 7 to 8, maybe even beyond that, we had interviews with, at the time, Fox Soccer Channel, Setanta Sports, and Goal TV, and we would preview the upcoming season and talk about the changes. Well, we got a chance here with beIN Sports with Rafael Torres, the director of programming. So enjoy the interview, and I hope you guys can take some insights in regards to beIN Sports coverage, which is going to be coming up this weekend.
Like right now, we have a Spanish league on one channel, a French league on the other.
Yep.
And all the other, every league that we have pretty much kicks off. I mean, we already have two weeks and going into the third with the French league, and now all the other ones kick off. So,
exactly.
Well, looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, that's one of the questions I have is Rafael, as far as how do you juggle trying to feature all of the games from La Liga, Serie A, Liga, and on a typical busy weekend when there's so many matches and some of them overlap?
Well, it's a challenge, but the good thing is we look at Connect as a complement with the two linear channels. So we have 11 channels at the same time and 11 possibility of showing 11 games if we need to get to that point. So, you know, on a given weekend, we're showing as many games as we can from all the leagues. And, you know, if you have a tablet, if you have a phone, if you have any other way of watching, not only with the channel, you can go soccer crazy.
That's true. That's true. I guess from a programming perspective, it takes away some of the headaches in terms of trying to figure out how to fit this all on when you have, what is it, 10 or 11 channels on the beIN Sports Connect. And, yeah, for me, I'm using it all the time to watch a lot of games that it might be some of them are niche games, some of them are, you mean, but they're still, it's still soccer and still exciting.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, then we complement it with the other original shows, like The Extra at the end of the night, where we have all the highlights of all the leagues, and, you know, the Extra during the week, where we keep you informed with all the news, everything that's happening. We're also doing digital properties, like we have been having every day at 12:30 p.m., Facebook Live, where we update people on what's going on with the transfer tracker, and it's become, you know, has been a hit. And we're now looking into how do we extend that on a daily basis when the transfer window is done, so we can continue, you know, updating the people of, you know, the top stories or what's going on. And it's been pretty cool how people have engaged and interact. But yeah, no, from the programming side, it is a challenge to find, but it's a good challenge to have, you know.
Sure. Now, in the past, beIN Sports has had a bunch of different fascinating documentaries. Some of them have been on Maradona, some of them kind of the best moments in world soccer. Are there any plans to have any new documentaries or new series coming up in the works?
Yeah, we're always looking at that. We have already a series that is ongoing. That we're always looking to add into those. Those are part of the whole beIN as a whole, beIN Global. And so that's the plan, to have more of those, you know, documentaries, short, you know, long interviews, features, and things like that to keep adding, so it complements the live programming of the games.
Okay. And in addition to all the soccer coverage, in just a matter of a few years, BN Sports has gone from soccer has a new home to more than soccer. And I was wondering if you can kind of share some examples of some of the other coverage for sports fans out there that BN Sports has. And why did that change? Why did it go from soccer to kind of a more of a, say, a general sports category?
Well, we were always not just a soccer channel, and we kind of pretty much identify four tent poles for the, especially the English channel. I think, remember, we have a Spanish channel, the English channel, and then the 11 Connect channel. But the Spanish channel continues being a soccer channel as the main thing, maybe complemented with boxing as the next main event, with some other sports that we cover. But those are the main things that we have on the Spanish channel. The English channel, again, it's four tent poles: premium soccer, which is, you know, the top games of the top leagues that we have. Motorcycle road racing, because we have the whole vertical. We have MotoGP, Superbikes, and the local championship, which is Moto America. We have tennis, because we are the exclusive broadcasters of the WTA. So that's like adds another 50 events a year of top level soccer. I mean tennis. And then we are starting with for the last year and a half, we have gotten into the college sports. And those are kind of the four temples. And the main reason is just to find a way to connect directly and get the brand directly to the different markets. I mean, when we have these top leagues in the world, but we also wanted to have things that people can identify, and even including soccer, where we're now also having the NASL Game of the Week, having things that happen in the different local markets, you know, all the races with Moto America, which, you know, goes to places like Alabama and Wisconsin and Pittsburgh and California and all those different markets. Where now, again, we just turned 5 years old on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're still trying to get the brand out there to people to know. I think the soccer fan in America knows about BN Sport. I mean, it will be hard to call yourself a soccer fan if you don't know about us or follow us. But we also want to get it, you know, grow the brand and get it to other audience that niche that as they might be with, for example, motorcycle racing. But it's, you know, is a really, really cool sport. It's a sport that if you get to watch it, you get hooked, because it's, you know, like I was one of those. I mean, I didn't know much about motorcycle racing. To me, motorcycle racing was the guys passing me by on the highway, and then suddenly I started watching and started getting into the stories and admiring what incredible athletes these guys are, and it's a really compelling event. So we think we have a good mix that complements our premium soccer. And again, still soccer, it's the main kind of the keystone of the mix, but it's, you know, it's very well complemented by the other stuff.
And we've seen that too with the distribution numbers in terms of cable and satellite distribution for BN Sports growing over the years. I mean, from what it was to I think it's like, what, 23 on the English side, I think about 23 million roughly. So it looks like the strategy of kind of trying to be a little bit broader in sports coverage rather than in the very, very beginning, which it was, you know, almost exclusively soccer at that time, seems to be working. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's all about getting and super serving the audience as much as we can and giving them things that they can enjoy. And you know, with all our digital outlets and our app and through our website and everything, I start to have a very complete coverage and entertainment, which is our main goal.
So what about the signing of Neymar? I mean, how much does that help or hurt the decision-making process in terms of programming and trying to figure out PSG games had to feature them, ideally, I guess, with, I would think, on air, on television, but as a backup on the beIN Sports Connect if there's a Real Madrid or a Barcelona game at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, since the beginning, we have always tried to showcase all the top teams and the that's why I was saying the premier soccer on the English channel, and PSG in particular, being the star-studded team in France, we always try to give it. So you're always going to find PSG. So it's either. If they're live on our air or live on Connect, and it will then have an encore presentation on the linear channel at some point, either later that day or during the week, but usually no later than as the next available window for airing on the live channel, but on the linear channel. But for sure, you're going to get it live on Connect, at least if it's not on the air.
Okay. Now, what would you say would be the vision for beIN Sports, and how do you position yourself against other U.S. TV broadcasters, which is a very competitive marketplace these days?
Yeah, well, beIN Sports, it's trying to fill that gap of and do the best possible at what we offer and be the best that we can be at that. It's I think we want to get to that point where if it's about soccer, if there's any story going on during the day, I don't have to worry because I can tune in every day at 7 o'clock p.m. and know that the extra will have it because this is a place where you grow up knowing that we'll have the story, we'll have the inside, we'll have the experts that can get you that, and slowly but surely do it with all the sports that we cover, and it's kind of get out there and gain the respect and the confidence on the viewers that these people are committed to doing the best thing they can with the sport. They're passionate about it, and hopefully it shows. And I think the return and the feedback that we have gotten from the audience is that. And it's from the soccer people, from going to the different motorcycles event on the Moto America scale that we see that where the people are come and stop, when they learn that we're working for beIN Sports and are thankful for the coverage that we're doing and they see that these are people that if you come in here, this is all full of sports loving people that are viewers that they enjoy that and they and he shows and he shows on air and he shows what they do and that passion is what we want to always commit to do, and for us it's how do we make the viewing experience the best it can be, and that's what we're striving to do every day.
Now, I noticed recently, I think a couple of weeks ago, you had the Dutch Super Cup, and I enjoyed watching that. It was Ray Hudson and Phil Shane on the commentary there on beIN Sports Connect. Are there any plans to try to acquire the streaming rights to the Eredivisie, the Dutch League, for the U.S.?
Yeah, I mean, we have right now. I mean, There are a lot of things that are still in conversations, but right now we have La Liga, we have Serie A, we got Ligue 1, we got the game of the week on the NASL, we had the Swiss League, and now recently we added the Turkish League, which again it's with thank God that we have the 11 channels with Connect, so we can give the people the choice. And. And for example, the Turkish League, we will have a game of the week always live on Connect. And then every Tuesday, what we're developing and we're working on is every Tuesday we will have the Turkish Super League Hour, where we will show one main match in a 19:30 format that we developed when we first launched 5 years ago, followed by a half-hour show with all the highlights of the rest of the league. And so.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Definitely a pretty comprehensive lineup. Would you be interested, though, in the Eredivisie if the opportunity came along? I mean, for streaming in the US, especially with it. It's been a few years now since people have actually been able to watch these games.
The which league? I'm sorry.
Oh, the Eredivisie, the Dutch league.
Oh, the last thing. Yeah, well, we had last year the Dutch Cup, and but you know, it's not right now on the radar. Right now, it's not one of the things that we're discussing right now. But you know, we're always looking to see what's available and how we can complement it. Again, we don't want to take something if we're not going to give it the window it deserves and the coverage it deserves. Mm-hmm. But we're always looking to see what else can we do, what's available. Some of these things are not. Excuse me. And I don't think the Dutch League at this point, it hasn't gone through our offers. I mean, I haven't seen that yet.
Okay. Now, coming up pretty soon, actually in just a few weeks, it'll be here before you know it. But what can soccer fans expect in terms of the coverage and the talent, if you're able to talk about that, for the upcoming CONMEBOL World Cup qualifiers, as well as the Honduras USA qualifier in September?
Well, we I just have here right in front of me that we've been working on the schedule for the Thursday, August 31st, then where we have the CONMEBOL matches on Friday, which we have a CONCACAF match with Trinidad versus Honduras. And then the following Tuesday, September 5th, where we have the USA playing in Honduras and Mexico playing in Costa Rica, together with some of the other CONMEBOL matches that are happening that day. I mean, that day is one of those that, you know, you sit at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you probably don't stand up until after midnight, because we, right, you know, it's back to back games after game. Yeah, and we're working on finalizing the details of who's going to be in the studio in Honduras, who are going to be joining. We'll soon our people will be releasing those names. I would think by next week everything will be ready to be released and you'll get it. But so yeah, it's going to be fun. We're planning on Tuesday to start with a pregame show, a 1 hour pregame show at 4:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. Followed by the Honduras USA game with coverage from the stadium and from here in the studio. Then a post game show. Then we will join Argentina versus Venezuela. Everybody wants to see Messi and all the international stars in Argentina and Venezuela. And then we'll go and do the Costa Rica Mexico game, and follow by and end of the night extra with all the highlights, all the discussion, all the analysis, all the press conferences, and so on and so forth.
Okay, and then the Honduras USA game, would that be? I'm guessing like Phil Shane's probably going to be involved, but would that be called from Miami, or would there be people actually at the stadium commentating the game from there?
We'll have both. We'll have people at the stadium, people here.
Okay. Yes, probably like what Julian usually goes down for those games, I think, if I remember correctly. But that's good news.
Yeah, we'll have Julian in with Heath.
Heath Pierce.
Yeah. Yes, he'll be there in Honduras.
Excellent.
And here in Miami, again, the details will go later this week. But you know, just since some of the final details are not set, but
sure.
A couple of former U.S. men's national team will be here. A couple of surprises coming up, but you know, you'll get that early next week.
Okay, and the last question I have, Rafael, is in regards to club TV channels. So I know in the past we've had some Barca TV, some Real Madrid TV. A few years ago, we even had Spurs TV. But I was just wondering, in terms of for this season, for this 2017-18 season, what we can expect as far as any club TV channel programming.
Well, right now on our Connect Channel 3, it's Real Madrid TV 24 hours.
Okay.
That, for now, is the one that we're doing. I mean, there's, again, you mentioned there's a lot of more teams that are doing their own channel TVs, and some of them are, we're talking to some of them. So you might see an additional one popped up in the future, but as of right now, the one it's Real Madrid TV on Connect number 2, which is actually, you know, the third, because the first one we have the linear English channel, which also you can also get it on Connect. Second one is the Spanish channel. Then what is on Connect as being Connect channel 2 is Real Madrid Television.
Okay.
24 hours a day.
Excellent. And then,
in Canada we have the Champions League and the Europa League, but that's only for Canada.
Exactly. And then, before I go, anything else you wanted to mention, or anything else we forgot to talk about that you wanted to highlight for this new upcoming season?
No, I think it's just stay tuned, because there's a lot we keep adding and trying to get more from location and more reports and so on and so forth. And the extras every night, the Spanish channel is premiering a new show after their extra every Saturday and Sunday called El Club, or the club. Mm-hmm. Where it's going to be very interactive with the people and with the audience and then you know, check out the new editions of, you know, the Turkish and the Swiss leagues. And then during the week coming up in September, when we start college football on Saturday nights, our NASL coverage moves to Wednesday nights. So, you know, there still will be NASL Saturday night games, but those will live on the Spanish channel.
Yep.
And the English channel will have Wednesday night matches. So,
okay, excellent. Well, thanks, Raphael, for your time. Yeah. I really appreciate it, and it's definitely good to catch up. And best of luck with this new season. It's some exciting matches coming up. So, I can't wait.